Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Kate Loving and the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Schenck, and I am the host of the show. Martha Giffen is my guest this evening, and the official launch of her book called Be Social, Be Rich is tomorrow. She is giving away bonus after bonus, but these are all surprises, and we will have to wait to see what they are. So go to http://besocialberich.com to sign up for the bonuses as well as buying the book for the date of 5/19/11. The call-in number is 347-205-9200. Martha is not here right now, and I'm wondering if she will be in a few minutes. So I will tell you that I read the book today, and it is just a very interesting gives us, those of us who, I should say, those of you who haven't done much social networking, and maybe you just use Facebook to connect with your friends, there is just a tremendous world out there waiting for you to, you know, to especially say in the marketing, online marketing world, I have met so many people that I have not met face-to-face yet. And I do this through Facebook, Twitter, and other social networking, especially Squidoo. I mean, Squidoo is one of my favorite social networking platforms, but Twitter and Facebook is something that has risen up through usage of millions of people, especially with Facebook, and Twitter is not far behind. The call-in number is 347-205-9200. I think it would be so exciting to also go to the Pat O'Brien's Unseminar, where Martha has gone for a few years, and this year his Unseminar is in July. July, let's see, I had written it down. July the 15th through the 17th in Austin, Texas. And I had almost signed up for it today, and then I thought I would pick a few brains to see. I mean, obviously, renting a hotel room is something you have to do, but I'm not going to be spending much time in that room, so it could be that a few of us can get together and get a room just so we can say that we are there as we go about networking and meeting the people that so many people there already know each other. But this would be my first, and I would love to meet especially Pat O'Brien in person, whom I had talked with a lot on Second Life years ago when he had launched his book, Portable Empire. And I feel like I know him, and I think he'd remember me because we did hang out a lot. But, I mean, what happens is that you communicate through these little avatars. Now, Second Life is another social networking platform, and what is so odd about that is that you are on there with your avatar, and you are actually talking to people. Well, we had a really neat thing going where we all met each other. That's where I met Joan Adams, who had the radio show with me for 2 years here. And it's so odd to have a little avatar that you are communicating through and with, and then you really feel as if you were actually communicating with this person. And I felt like I got to know Joan very well, and felt like I got to know Pat O'Brien and my friend, our friends KK and Oceana, and that was just a whole other world before all of a sudden these kind of like lawless people came and tore down our island. And I guess we called it the Portable Empire Island, and it was completely torn apart. And we were without a home for a few days, and then Pat got together another place for us. But that place looked very corporate, and the place where we were at was way up in the sky, and we had fountains, and we had beautiful flowers, and there was just a really neat. It was like a little utopia before it kind of got destroyed. And what that taught me was that, you know, it's funny how we tend to think that nothing can ever end. And that was just a perfect example. I mean, we thought that we would be up there in that little island forever. And we often tend to think like that with our friendships, and that nobody will ever die. We tend to think that nothing will ever end. We think that we will never grow old. And, of course, we don't. I mean, the fact is that nothing does ever end. But there is something about this physical world where, you know, things change. I think it's more like changing. And in the change is where we actually learn to let go, because that's where surrender comes in. The call-in number is 347-205-9200. I don't know how long I'm going to be talking here tonight. This is reminds me of a time where, at the very beginning of doing these shows, I didn't know how to bring anybody on. I was just sort of flying by the seat of my pants, and I did actually do a whole hour of yakking. And I don't really know if I feel like doing that tonight. But one of the things I was thinking today about, if I did go to the Unseminar, what would have to happen, or one of the things that one would want to achieve by going there, is to have a firm idea as to why you're even going. I mean, obviously you're not going to just socialize with people, or you're not just going to, smoke cigars with Joe Vitale out in the balcony somewhere. I mean, you're going there because you have something in mind that you wish to achieve. So, and, you know, it doesn't have to be a serious, heavy-duty thing. It can actually be a lot of fun, and And actually, there's nothing wrong with smoking a cigar out in the balcony with Pat O'Brien or Joe Vitale. But basically, I would want to go to Unseminar. This would be my reason for going to the Unseminar, and that would be so in a few years or less, or even a few years, give or take, I plan to retire. Hopefully, it would be less because there would be something that I would get from this Unseminar that would propel me to the next level of some sort of online success. And that's what I would hope to achieve at such a place, and that is that I would have a vision that would come to me as to how I can get out of the 9-to-5 after 27 years. You would have thought I could have done that before, but nevertheless, there is no, the fact is that it's all been good. I mean, I haven't really disliked at all what I've been doing as a nurse, but things are changing, and not to say that I'm unhappy in my work. I love it there, actually. I love my colleagues. I love everything about it, but maybe it's just become too comfortable for me, and maybe it is time to stretch my comfort zone, and certainly going to Austin, Texas would be one way of doing that. Well, the call-in number again is 347-205-9200. We had a really great show last night with Mr. 2020, who has gone to Australia, and he wishes to stay there and become a permanent citizen there. So we can all, we all know that this is what he wants, and we all bid him good luck with that plan. And it was so cool because lots of his friends came on to the chat room, and Carol was there, and Carol, his wife, probably soon to be ex-wife, was there, and she holds no grudges or blame or resentments towards him, of course, nor does he towards her. He might hold, maybe he felt guilty, maybe she felt resentment, but these things have all completely dissipated with time and working on moment by moment forgiveness and love. Everything is an opportunity to love, and everything is an opportunity to forgive. And that was just a really neat lesson last night to see that, we don't have to do things the same old way, the same old, same old. It's all good. It's all, and it is all good. I mean, I know that that's an irritating cliche these days, but it is all good. I mean, even the things that seem difficult, they all turn out to be, they change us for the better if we are of that mindset. So, let's see here. We've been 15 minutes into the show. I'm thinking that I could talk about my prayer blog because that is near and dear to my heart. And basically, one of my dreams is to get that prayer blog published. And one of the oddest things that happened, even though people probably would never believe it, is I queried an agency in New York, and I know the agents on Facebook. But what was so odd about it is I sent one query letter one day, and then when I didn't receive a response, I did it again 2 months later. And then finally, you send a stamped self-addressed envelope along, and I finally did receive two self-addressed stamped envelopes back in the mail. Well, what was very odd was that I received three self-addressed stamped envelopes back in the mail. And the third was the mystery. And I thought that was the oddest thing that I've ever seen, and I have no idea what it means. But this could be Martha. Let me just see. Hello
it
there.
Is. I'm here.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? I've been rambling along here. How are you?
I don't know what happened. I guess I wrote the number down wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Did you get – I did send in the email just recently about the number. Well, you got it, so that's cool. No problem.
I'm here.
You must be so excited about this great launch. Congratulations.
I'm so excited. And, of course, you know, nervous, too, because, you know, I don't know what to expect. I've never done a book launch before. But, you know, it seems to all be falling in place, and it really is exciting. I mean, you know, to see my book on Amazon is just really a dream come true, no doubt about it.
Oh, gosh. I guess we'll all see it tomorrow, though, so we'll all go over there and buy the – I did read your book, by the way, but I'm going to go buy it anyway.
Yes, a few people got sneak copies, and you were one of them.
Yeah, I read it, and I even though I do the Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, I guess.
Yes.
I did learn. I learned things about what I could do that would be more, certainly more advantageous for relationships. And
right.
You know, I'll just say one thing, and that is that, and I think I've read it before, probably in the Money from Anywhere book. And I think it's in there too, what you wrote, and that is that to update your what is it that thing? Update the thing at the top of the page there on Facebook. It would be
status.
Your status. Every day, or maybe two, you said even more than once a day to update your status with something, you know, that is probably not just a link to, I do update things with my blog, but, and since I do, you know, write a blog post every day, but I mean, something else, maybe just about the weather or your dog or, you know, whatever, that people always can relate to.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Right.
That's a great thing. I think people really,
I mean, that's the thing, you know, so many, especially like new marketers, they really don't get it. You know, they've got a product for sale and they think, you know, that's a great place to say, you know, buy my stuff. And it's, you know, of course, if you're a marketer, you're going to, you know, talk about your products and try to get people interested in going to your blog or looking at your product. But the thing is, it is all about being relational. If you really want people to be interested in what you're doing, you've got to be an interesting person. And you've got
to put
a little bit of yourself out there.
Yes. Well, and then I must tell you this, that today, after reading your book, I thought about Beyond Seminar 9, which is July 15th through the 17th in Austin. I assume you will be there this year. Are you actually going to be teaching something?
Well, you know, I was actually somewhat sitting on the fence just because of some, you know, some family conflicts. But it's looking more like I might be there. So, you know, I hate to miss one because I absolutely, you know, I've been going since 2008. And those seminars have really introduced me to what I call my core group. On the internet, from the seminars, I actually met a lot of people in, you know, the Milagro World Forum to begin with.
Oh, yes,
and that might be where we met.
Well, it is, and then I was just rambling along. I was rambling on and on before you came on, and I just thought about Second Life, which is where it's so odd. Have you ever been on Second Life? Do you know the story about how Pat O'Brien put up he put up the Portable Empire Island or something, and he created this island and he wanted to launch his book up there. Did you ever hear that story? It's hysterical.
I don't think so.
So he created and he had the Portable Empire, or maybe the Malaga World University. I think it was the Portable Empire University. So that's where a lot of us met, and then he launched the book, and we all got up there, and there he was with his little avatar, and there we all were with our avatars, and we went up there, and it was like a huge mastermind. And so that it was really very much meeting, but the thing is you weren't meeting people face-to-face, but you felt like you were because you were speaking out through this avatar, a three-dimensional avatar. And, you know, I created a rainbow around my head with a typewriter. Every time I would talk, I would be typing. And I thought that was hysterical. And finally, night after night, we met up there. And it reminded me of some sort. After a while, you know, I wasn't getting anything done either. But it was so cool. We had. I met all these wonderful people that probably you know face to face by now. And all of a sudden, this very kind of crazy, lawless group came up and tore the island down, and it was destroyed. And we were all, like, completely upset, you know, oh, my God, what has happened? Here we actually thought it would be something that would last forever, you know, we would all be up there forever.
Yeah.
But we all realized that we weren't really getting anything done up there, so. However, Pat O'Brien created some sort of office space where we could all meet. And it was really corporate and sort of yicky, you know. Whereas the thing up in the island up in the sky was really creative. It has fountains. So that was a really neat social networking site. But I don't go there at all anymore. I do. I probably should get rid of it on my computer because I think it probably takes up a lot of memory. But, yeah, that was a really interesting social networking experience. With Pat O'Brien,
I went there a couple of times, but I just really couldn't get it. You know, by the time I, like, dressed myself and got myself to kind of look a little bit like myself, and then, you know, you had wings and you flew everywhere, and, you know, I could never figure out how to sit in the chairs and stuff.
I know, it's so hard to even figure out how to walk, for heaven's sake, but...
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I mean, it was craziness for me. I don't really like play video games. I think if you were a video game player, Second Life probably worked better for you.
Oh, yes. But, you know, after a while you practice it. I mean, we did all get it. That's where I met Joan Adams, who used to be in the radio show with me for, you know, 2 years. And I have to say that I really felt like I knew people up there. And I actually met somebody face-to-face. Her name, she's on... You might even know her on the Rebecca Briggs is her name, and I met her very sweet person. She, I think she even went to a seminar, but yeah, that was cool. And then branching out from there, but like you say on your blog today, if you don't have a product, what good does it do if you're just hanging out blabbing all the time with people?
Well, you know, if you're doing that, you're just being social. You're not you're not being profitable. You know, you want to be social, but you want to be profitable too if you've done an online business.
It's a very good balance to try to somehow get together within yourself when it comes to, and you can waste a lot of time on these social networking sites, I think. And you have to figure out which ones you want to spend your time with, I think.
Yeah. Right.
Now, Skudo is one of my favorite social networking sites because I like it. It's not, you know, you don't just join to get to know people. It's not really first and foremost a social networking site. It's, you know, you create content with these really neat pages, and you're putting your passion into these pages, and then as a consequence of that, you create relationships. I think that's a pretty neat idea.
Oh, yeah, that is it. Any way that you can find to, you know, have conversations with people, engage with people, then that's what it's all about. I mean, that is, you know, it's said all the time that, you know, people that you know, like, and trust. You know, that's that's just how it is, and they're not going to know you, like you, or trust you if they haven't been engaged in conversation with you in some kind of way.
Right.
So whatever platform works is the one that, you know, you should stay with. It's really impossible to use every social networking platform that's on the Internet. Now, there are so many. In fact, today one of my friends had a little poll up, and it said, you know, how many social networks do you belong to? And the first box was, so many I can't count them. And I thought, that's ridiculous, because if there's so many, and of course I checked that one, because in the beginning I was checking them all out. But you can't really be engaged in more than a few. You just can't.
No, and you can't spend quality time on them. But I think Facebook makes it easy. Let me just think. You know, I have to tell you something that was very, very strange that came to my attention yesterday. Let's see if I can find it. It's a TED Talk. Did you see that by any chance?
No.
I think it's Eli. Let me just grab it up here. And it describes what is going on in Facebook. I have to tell you. Let me just find it here. It's coming. The gentleman who founded MoveOn.org is a very young man. I mean, he in this TED Talk, his name is Eli Pariser, and he is from rural Maine, and he's a young man. I think he looks like he might be in his younger 20s, and he's done a lot with MoveOn. And MoveOn.org is just an amazing site. So what he has said in this TED Talk, and he's written a book, and it's called What is the Internet Hiding? And in the TED Talk, you can go to my Facebook page, and it's down maybe in the middle or even a little bit towards the top. You know, everybody's been talking about how Google has really become a really sophisticated robot, and which is not a bad thing. I mean, you know, you have to choose all your keywords and get very creative with choosing the right keywords for Google to put you to the top of your niche, as it were. All that is what I had thought mainly about Google. But Eli talks about in this TED Talk, and he's written this book about it, that it's very subtle, but he is a liberal in his political beliefs, and a few years ago, or maybe even as short a time as a year ago, when he would be communicating with people, he would be able to communicate with both liberal and conservative people, which is what he likes to do. He likes to communicate with everybody and have a discussion or a debate, as it were, and everybody contributes and has meaningful, thoughtful communication. Then he noticed that the people who were conservative, because the Facebook started to kind of put him in this cubbyhole of being a liberal, they kind of suggested friends that he would like, for instance, that were all liberal. And he actually showed a page of maybe a year or two ago where he had liberal and conservative friends, and they were, and then as time went on, the conservative friends were blacked out or, you know, removed. So so that was one thing. And then he was in this TED Talk, he's talking to Yahoo executives, Google executives, and Facebook executives. So, you know, he was going out on the limb with this. Then he said that, say he had a friend who was very active politically, say with the recent protests in Egypt, as an example. Okay, so when that gentleman does a search on Egypt, what comes up is the protests in Egypt and what was going on and blah, blah, blah. So somebody else who was doing a search on Google on Egypt, what would come up would be transportation to Egypt, costs for airlines to Egypt, and that kind of thing. Completely different searches for two different people. And what this comes down to is that it becomes a threat to our democracy. If you and I do a search and we don't get the same stuff, and we're getting different things. Isn't that fascinating? So the name of the book is What is the Internet Hiding? And after he gave the TED Talk, everybody stood up and it was a huge standing ovation, and everybody understood what he was saying. And it wasn't like they were insulted or anything like that. And this little TED Talk is going around the internet like, you know, some kind of viral thing. So you've got to see that, because it is very, very interesting. And it's just what might be going on. I don't know if it's going on Twitter or not, where things are getting siphoned out. But certainly, a lot of that has to do with preferences. You can see it on Amazon. When you buy things on Amazon, the more you buy there, they decide what they want you, what they think you'd be interested in. You know, you see that. So that. That, I don't know if that's a threat to our democracy, but I don't think it is. You know, there's a fine line there where I really think it is a serious problem where if you Martha Giffen do a search, and I would do the same search, that we would have completely different search things come up. I think that's a problem. And that was his point, and that is something I think needs to be changed. And certainly that little talk that he gave is probably going to change it.
Wow.
But, that's
interesting. I don't know if it had changed, but, I'm going to have to give all this some more thought because, when you think about all the information that we're keying in, and everybody who's compiling that information on us, even on Facebook, of course, the ads that show up on the side, they are going to a targeted audience, depending on what you've been looking at.
I think so. I think that probably on my page, are different things are showing up than on what are on your page, for instance. It's just my guess.
Because a lot of them, of course, are, local, regional type things, and, they would only be showing up because, that's where I live. Or, internet marketing stuff, of course, comes up a lot on mine because that's my interest.
Exactly.
So, and also, when you buy an ad, you can, tell them what market you're wanting to target. So, you don't have to target
the
whole wide world. Yeah.
Have you taken out an ad for your book on Facebook?
I have not. I'm not ready to do that yet.
With
it just coming out on Amazon tomorrow, I'm not ready.
I'm not
ready for that yet. And I don't really know what the rules on Amazon would be about that anyway. So I'm excited that it's on Amazon, and I haven't gone looking for that yet.
Well, another thing that came up on a show I was watching about how the iPhones and the Apple products, they actually trace your movements. You know how they it seems innocent enough where you tell them where you live, and that would be the same as what you're talking about with Facebook. You say where you live and you have regional kinds of things pop up, and that seems innocent enough. But the thing is that actually they track your movements on the iPhone. If I would be suspected of doing something that I shouldn't have done in a criminal sense, they could take my phone and figure out all of my movements for I think a year or more. And which, of course, is a violation of privacy.
There'll be so much legislation before it's all over, and we're all just asking for it. How much privacy do we want? Where do we have an expectation of privacy? I mean, all of those types of things. Obviously, when you're on the internet, you're on Facebook and you're on Twitter, you have no expectation of privacy. And you always have to remember that what you're putting out there, it's out there. It's not going to go away. So, I always try to, personally, I made a decision a long time ago to only put out positive, tweets and status updates because there's too much other junk. Somebody else can put the other junk out there. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, I know. There seems to me that the internet is just filled with all kinds of different people and different vibrations, but we have, pretty much gotten together a cohesive group where I think we all try to put out this positive stuff, and it just doesn't do anybody any good to do anything else. I mean, you're not helping the world by moaning, playing victim, or even complaining about the world situation, even though, as I said, I think there's a difference between complaining about it or trying to create solutions for problems that do exist in the world. And as Pat O'Brien would say, you can turn those things into products. So it's all, you know, it all kind of turns around to that. So that things are helpful to people. I mean, that's what we want. We want to help people.
Sure.
In the ways that we, you know, can, in any way we can.
Right. And I think that's what, you know, the majority of entrepreneurs are all about. You know, they really, the reason they get into it is, you know, they've come up with something that they're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's where it goes. And their passion usually stems from the desire to help other people.
Yes. And I think that's what makes what we're doing meaningful, even if we may not have a product at the moment. Something can evolve out of whatever it is that we're doing.
Well, the wonderful thing about, you know, the Internet, if you don't have a product of your own, you can go and get one from someone else and,
mm-hmm,
and use
mm-hmm.
that for a while until until you've created your own. You know, you can get an affiliate link, you can go to ClickBank, you can go to, you know, you can get an Amazon link and, you know, sell Amazon books and get a slight commission there.
Link.
But there's all kinds of ways to, you know, until you have created your own product. And some people never create their own products. Their whole business model is, you know, selling other people's products. And there's
mm-hmm.
certainly nothing wrong with that. It's a great income for a lot of people.
That's right. I think that I was wondering, just out of curiosity, I just thought about this. Most of the stuff in your book, as an example, do you think that, or has a lot of this come out of your blog? Have you, you know, tweaked it out of your blog and expanded on it or something?
You mean like to write the book?
Yes.
Or,
have you written a lot of the stuff that came out? A lot of the stuff.
Well,
I think certainly the ideas
there, but, you know, and of course on my blog I talk about social networking a lot.
I know.
But, you know, the examples of what I do, of course, are not on my blog. But, you know, I try to show people the different ways of social networking. Like, a lot of people don't see blogging as being social. And it really is, because even though when you're first writing it, you may feel like you're, you know, writing to no one, actually you're developing a conversation with people, and it starts in the comments of your blogs.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
you're writing your blog, they're informational, a lot of blogs out there are personal, but the people that start reading your blogs will start leaving your comments, they'll send you emails, and from there you're developing that relationship that leads to what can I help you with today? And when you figure out what it is they need from you, then you either find a product somebody else has created and sell that one, or you create your own product, you know, depending on the people that are coming to your blog and what you're trying to do.
Yeah. Have you found that you did use a lot of the stuff on your blog, though, for your book, is what I'm trying to get at?
Oh, you mean like actual blog posts in my book? No, I don't think so.
I don't mean that necessarily, but just, you know, expanding on the stuff that you've written about.
Yes, expanding on what I write about. Because, I mean, I write about social networking because that's really my niche, you know, within
mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
Internet marketing, you know, make money online niche. Really, my expertise is in networking. Online and offline, really it's a natural thing that I do anyway. I like people. I like being around people. So I really just carried those offline skills online. And,
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know, I try to teach other people how to do it and how to do it in a way that can be profitable, you know, and there's ways to do it and there's ways not to do it. And there's tools that you can use that can help you. And, you know, so I'm just trying to help people with their social networking because it's a buzzword. You know, social media is a buzzword, but if you're just using it for the sake of using it, it's probably not very productive use of your time.
I know. I think that say with Facebook especially, people pretty much connect with old friends, which is okay. It's great, and share photographs, and maybe that's the whole extent of their using of Facebook. And then I think they lose interest and they don't even go on anymore. That's what I've noticed with that usage of it.
Well, I think every social media platform is like that. You know, MySpace was popular at one time. You know, it's Facebook now. You know, when I first got online, it was AOL chat rooms. I mean, it just keeps evolving. And, you know, I know right now everybody thinks, you know, Facebook is the beginning and the end. But, you know, the fact is it probably won't be. You know, as soon as there's things over there that people don't like or there's privacy issues or whatever, they'll move somewhere else. Or, you know, something else becomes in vogue. You know, that's just the way our culture is, really. We're always looking for the next best thing, whether it be social media or, you know, anything else.
I think this is the way we are. Yeah, exactly. It is a great place, though, to connect with family. I mean, I have family in Oregon. Most of my family is in Oregon. And my brother lives in Norfolk, Virginia. So, I mean, you know, there's obviously you can call them on the phone and stuff, but it's really fun to see what pictures they've put up and to see what they're doing. And, you feel like you're checking in almost every day with your family, whereas since they're so far away, you wouldn't necessarily, before Facebook, I just wouldn't have felt as in touch with them. Which is really great.
For sure. I think we've all done that. Of course, with my immediate family, my sons, you know, two of them live out of state. So one of them has been traveling from South Florida to New York City and has been in New York this week. And I've been following his Facebook updates. It's just so wonderful. You know, I feel like
wonderful.
I'm on that trip with him, even though, you know, I'm thousands of miles away. But it's a lot of fun. And, you know, but that's the same way with your marketing. If you can grab people's attention in what you're doing and take them on that trip with you, basically, then you're good to go. You know, they're going to follow you and listen to what you have to say and, you know, purchase what you recommend.
Yes, yes.
It's the same thing.
Exactly. And you're right about the blog being a place where people can buy things too. I mean, you can put all kinds of stuff up there. My latest, the latest thing that I put up on my blog, the Pray to Heal blog, is what is called Vibes Up, and it's an affiliate link there, and it's this really neat three-dimensional cube. But what it is that this woman, her name is Caitlin, has created these beautiful products that she puts crystal energy into. She puts herbs, and she puts even earth, and she infuses them with vibrations. And the thing, she makes bracelets, like one bracelet is for abundance and prosperity. One is for pure love, which is a rose crystal bracelet. And another one I have gotten is for clarity and memory. But those things are very powerful, and I wear these bracelets. They're very beautiful, but they're also very powerful because they are vibrational. They create a vibrational field. And what I've noticed from wearing them is I feel very strong. Like, my grip is stronger. I feel more energy. And so another thing that I've gotten from her is a mask. She calls it a divine mask, which is made of crystal, like the same thing I just said, like crystals and herbs and infused with this wonderful aromatics, beautiful smells. But the most impressive thing about these masks is I work night shifts, so that every night for 7 years at least, I would, in the middle of the night at work, have them like a burning sensation in my eyes, like a red poker. I don't mean to be graphically depressing, but my eyes felt like they were burning out. But I love night shift, and I love the vibrations on night shift because everybody's very helpful and it's a great teamwork. So, but since wearing this divine mask, which I have done so for about 3-4 weeks, I noticed that at 3 or 4 in the morning, my eyes felt tremendous. And the thing she says about this mask is that if you have permanent makeup on, you know how some people will put a tattoo like on their as eyeliner. If you wear this Divide mask, it will pull out the tattoo because it is a detoxifier. And it takes away your wrinkles, and it's almost like a completely harmless Botox. So that it completely takes away your wrinkles around your eyes, and your eyes feel completely like natural water. You know, you feel the water, or you feel they're alive. You feel like your eyes are alive, and I have put it to the test because of these night shift, experiences. So that is on my blog, and it's called Vibes Up, and I would hope that people take advantage of that link because her products are extremely amazing.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, so I put that up within the last 3 or 4 weeks because I've tried the products and I know that they work. You know, you don't want to put anything up that you don't want to put a book up there that you haven't read or put a product up there that you haven't tried and et cetera, et cetera. So that's...
I never do that. And, you know, not only that is, like, if I'm tweeting something out, you know, with a link, I mean, I've read what I'm tweeting out. You know, I don't just randomly, you know, retweet or tweet something. You know, I'm very careful about that, too. I don't just, because I feel like that's a recommendation, too. If you're, you know, if somebody's got a blog post that's great or, you know, they've written an article that's good, you know, you need to have read it first before you start telling other people to go read it.
Absolutely. That's right. And another use of Twitter is to have conversations with people. So you actually have hashtags. Tag parties. That's pretty cool.
I absolutely love the hashtag parties. I've done them so many different ways. There's so many creative ways to do those things. I've done them where people were, just like we're having an interview now, and the hashtag was going on during the interview, and people could hear the interview, and they were making comments to each other about what was being said during the interview. I mean, it's so fun. And then I've been on some where the people being interviewed, you know, interact with the people at the hashtag party. I mean, it's just so many ways to do it. Or just, you know, simply a topic that's being discussed. You know, there's so many that that discuss a certain topic at the same time every night. You know, one of my favorites is social media manners, which is on Tuesday nights, and it's just a lot of fun. All we talk about is social media and, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly or whatever, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and you're expanding your sphere at that time. You know, you're getting connected with people who are interested in what you're connected with.
So
and it's just a lot of fun.
Yes, the social media manners is Dabney Porte, is it?
It is Dabney Port. She's
Port.
Out of Washington, D.C., and very, very interesting. Yeah, she's got a nice Twitter personality, and she teaches social media, too, and, you know, she's found the value in it, and she also does one, I think I'm right about this. It's on Friday nights, and it's called the Slumber Party, and at that one, it's strictly, you know, they actually give away prizes. She's usually got something, and they have some kind of a little scavenger hunt on there. I haven't really been to it. I've heard about it, but I haven't checked it out yet. So, you know, you can go on there and do that just for the fun of it, or, of course, whoever's giving away the prize is, you know, promoting their product, so... Listen, the ways to use the hashtag are endless. I'm not kidding. I'm just hearing new and better ways to use that daily. Just it's really fascinating.
Well, I learned that from you about when I'm Twittering my blog posts. That so I did a little research to see, you know, what kinds of people are on the Twitter who would be, you know, prayer sites or what have you. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of that going on. So I would put a hashtag of prayer, love, that kind of stuff, and have gotten a much better audience on the blog, which is really cool.
Exactly, because that's what you're looking for. You're looking for some kind of target group whether it's, you know, for your product, for to drive traffic to your blog, or to just socialize. You know, whatever you're going there for, you put in the hashtag of you know, keywords that you think would lead you there, and that's going to connect you with the people. You know, like you say, you put in, you know, the hashtag of prayer or love, and, you know, you're going to get other people that are using that hashtag. I think you'll see as time goes on that there will be very few tweets out there that don't have a hashtag behind them, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've used several, you know, and of course, with my book, I've started the hashtag Be Social, Be Rich. So anybody who wants to discuss my book, or it doesn't have to be my book, but just, you know, anything about social media, you know, so I've started that hashtag and gotten a little bit of interest there. So we'll see where that goes. And you know, I may do some hashtag parties myself. I just haven't, you know, haven't developed. But I mean, I'm just trying to get the book out right now.
Yeah, you just need to see what happens tomorrow. And your day tomorrow will start very early, won't it?
It will. I'm looking forward to it, but, you know, I'm so nervous about it also. You know, it really is like birthing a baby, and, you know, I'm excited on the one hand. But I told somebody the other night, it's also like when I got married, right before I went into the church, I was like, is anybody here? You
yes.
just want to be sure people are showing up to your party.
Did they show up? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm hoping that we have a successful launch and a lot of people show up, and that a lot of people will get the book, because I think it will benefit. You know, a lot of people are trying to use social media, but they just don't quite know how. And I think this book will really help people. Plus, if they get it on the launch day, they just go to besocialberich.com. And there's also tons of bonuses from a lot of the internet marketers. They've been so gracious to set up a page with a lot of downloading free products. And, you know, Warren Whitlock wrote a chapter in the book, and he sent something over. Christina Hills, Pat O'Brien, of course, Connie mm-hmm. Green, Nicole Dean. There's just, I mean, it just the list goes on and on of people who, you know, once you purchase the book on tomorrow's launch day, then you have all of these downloadable items, you know,
mm-hmm.
for your library or for whatever. And I'm so excited about that. You know, to me, what that shows people is exactly what I'm talking about in my book. It is how to build a network and what your network can do for you and what you can do for them. My network is furnishing all of these wonderful bonuses for my book launch. I mean, how cool is that?
That is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just got a letter in my email from Jeff and Steve, and the topic is Martha Givens' new book. And so they have this. I imagine, you probably wrote this
I didn't. I mean, I'm hearing you say that, and I'm thinking that is so sweet. Jeff had told me that he was going to send an email out, but no, I didn't write it and haven't seen it. That's exciting.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yes, that is. That really touches me. And that's what I'm trying to convey to people, that if you really do your social networking the right way, not only will you become richer in your bottom line, but your life, the richness of your life is
mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
benefit also, because your network is your sphere of people. And those people have faces, and you form relationships with them, and that is what makes your life and your business grow. And it's so exciting. I mean, just hearing you tell me that you got an email from Jeff and Steve, it just really touches me that, you know, they are part of my group of my network. And the fact that they wanted to do that for me. And you, too, the fact that you want to have me on your show, it's just a wonderful life, really. It's a wonderful life.
Oh, it truly is. So since you don't know what this thing says, let me read it to you.
I'm sure it's all good.
Oh, it is. But this is great. This first paragraph is the greatest. It says, "Our dear friend Martha Giffen's first book just came out. Martha is a delightful Southern belle who teaches people how to use social media to increase their visibility on and offline. She has a bright and breezy style and knows what she's talking about." And then it goes on to say about your book. and how that they that the person reading this should not go to buy it today, but they need to go buy it at the on the official launch with your, and then it has the socialberich.com, and then all the tons of great bonuses. And why would you be doing that? Why? Because you wanted this book to be a bestseller. And you know,
oh,
what?
And that, so that, fabulous.
Yeah, and then they apparently had done the same thing with a book they wrote called Weeping Willow.
Right.
So,
I mean, yes, Jeff was talking to me about that last night on the coaching call, and he was telling me, you know, what that felt like and, you know, trying to prepare me for it. And I can only hope, but oh, that's just so, I mean, it really touches me that they, you know, reached out and did that for me.
Yes, there you go. Cool. I might even have another email by now, but I did that one. That one did get my attention. So that's very
well.
Cool.
That's the power of the social media, isn't that something? Isn't that wonderful?
And you had met them at the seminar.
I did. I met Jeff first. Let's see, it's 9 coming up, so I met Jeff at 7, and then Steve was also at 8. So yes, I got together with them again at 8. I'm assuming they'll probably be at 9. I know Jeff said he was going out. I don't really talk with Steve on a regular basis, so I'm coaching
mm-hmm,
calls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and then as the beauty of having a bestseller on Amazon is, I mean, it's all kinds of wonderful things that go along with that, but that you can actually say that you're a best-selling author. And that is a wonderful thing for your online resume, as it were, or you can now...
Well, of course,
I've
already,
mm-hmm.
I'm already a best-selling author because I wrote that chapter in Pat's book that became a bestseller.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
But this is my solo book, so we'll, I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that and, you know, hoping that people will see the benefit of, getting it. I certainly enjoyed writing it and always with the focus of helping other people. It's my passion, so.
Well, Warren Woodlock is he's kind of a guru with this best-selling author stuff, isn't he?
You know, he really is. And
mm-hmm.
It's funny because when I met him at a seminar also. He was one of the speakers, but he was actually speaking on social media.
Mm.
So, he's got his hands in a lot of pies. He's very gifted as a marketer, and but he is passionate about helping authors, and he's also very passionate about social media. I mean, you usually can find him on Twitter or Facebook. You know, he will talk back to you, and I had no qualms really about asking him if he would write a chapter because he's very approachable.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that I actually would like to meet. You know, I've seen him here and there, and I just like his approach. I think he's really neat. It would be great.
He's fun. He's a lot of fun. He's a funny guy.
Well, we've actually come to the end of our show, so that I'm happy that we were able to do. We can, you know, you can take this link and we can put it on Facebook and stuff so people can listen to it. And I think it's been fun.
It's always been a lot of fun. It's always fun to chat with you. I always enjoy it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I hope to see you at Unseminar 9 because I'm just on the brink of getting on board on that. I just feel like I need to. So.
Well, I can tell you, it's your kind of people. That's
mm-hmm.
all I'm going to say about it. You know, you already know us all, and you would just really enjoy it. And, you know, you already know everybody anyway, so you just need to hop on that plane and come home.
Yes. And you say you're going to be there?
I probably will be. And, you know, another thing, too, if you can connect with people that are going to be there, a lot of people share rooms and things, and, you know, because you're not really in your room that often.
That's what I figured, you know. What the heck? Why would I want one room? I really don't.
Yeah, you're
well,
really not in it. I mean, we start early and we go really late because,
yeah,
you know, the
yeah.
whole purpose, at least for me, is in the networking. So
it would be Definitely would be for me. Well, we'll talk about that some other time.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Congratulations on your book launch. I'm very excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And try to get some rest tonight.
I'm still working on the sales page.
Are you? Okay. Well, get back to work.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Love to you, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Music for Mother and Child, Klaus D. Jensen.
Thank you.